It's time to get some no-nonsense building advice from our building consultant, Ken Lee. How are we doing, Ken?
Oh, good morning. Going very well for Monday, yes. Thank you.
Mate, if we were keeping an eye out for some problems in our kitchen, this is what I wanted to talk about today. What sort of things would we want to keep an eye out for?
Yeah, good question. Kitchens is just about as problematic as wet areas, bathrooms and laundries. The main thing with the kitchen, of course, is to make sure the layout suits your own workability, you know. Wife or husband, whoever gets the meals and things, you want to make sure that it's the layout you want.
The big thing is
the quality of cupboards. You know, some of the early cupboards were pine board sheeted with a bit of formica.
Yeah.
And they were prone to absorbing moisture on the bottom edge, which wasn't covered, and they'd swell up. And in 10 or 15 years, you'd replace all the doors. Then there's... And that goes right back to the polyurethane covers where in 10 years' time they all come off in big sheets. So the big thing is to check the cupboards. If they're over 20 years old, because 20 years ago they didn't have the high tech they have now, if they're over 20 years, you need to give them a good check. It could be up for at least the door and drawer facings. The carcass might be all right.
There are companies that specialise in that sort of thing, isn't it?
Well, there are, and there's some really good fellows out there, because it's all pretty high tech now. The new cupboards are the best ones with the fully laminated doors, top edges, front, back, all laminated, bulletproof. You get 30 years out of them. They're really good.
And so you don't have to worry about doing the entire cupboard, just basically the cupboard door, essentially.
Yeah, leave the carcass in.
Yep.
Sometimes we dress that up and put a bit of edging on a bit of edge stripping on the edges and just make it look a bit tidy. But you don't rip the whole lot out, because when you rip it all out, you've got to replace the tile or glass splashbacks, and, you know, it ends up a $30,000 job. But replacing the doors, depending on the size of the kitchen, but putting the door and drawer facings on and maybe a new bench, it's probably $10,000, something like that. It's fairly economic and looks like a new kitchen.
Absolutely. Ken, when you and I have spoken about bathrooms, we always talk about waterproofing. Is it necessary to waterproof in a kitchen?
Well, look, when I do my plans, especially for clients, I wet seal a kitchen, because where the kitchen bench top hits the wall, and it's usually a tiled or a glass splashback,
yep,
that joint should be sealed with a good quality antifungal silicone, whatever colour you want, white, grey, pink, purple. And that stops any surface water on the bench top soaking into your wall and down into your cupboards, and eventually it will water damage the bottom of the cupboards and attract termites, that sort of thing. I'm pretty strong on that. Most people just put the sealant in between the splashback and the bench top, but I always specify the wet seal on that wall, the whole wall, right through.
Why is it important to have an antifungal variant there?
Well, that's the one that doesn't go black when it gets wet. When it gets damp, the black is actually mildew.
That's, yes.
It's a mildew growth. The antifungal one, it stays, you put white in, it stays white. And you can steel wool it when it gets a bit grubby. You can steel wool it lightly and clean it down. It'll wipe up for the next 10 years.
Well, that is some great advice, as always. And, yeah, we've all seen a bit of that silicon go that horrible dark black colour. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Other than that, it's mainly services. Really make sure the breakfast bars are actually screwed to the floor. A lot of them, you lift them up and the tops are loose and all that sort of stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah, kitchens, it's the main work area in the house.
It's the heart of the home, they say.
That's what I reckon.
And
that's where it all comes from. It's even got the fridge with the beer in it.
That's the best place for it. Be the beer and the fridge too, for that matter. When you want some no-nonsense building advice, make sure you get in contact with Ken Lee, 0414 49 4448, just like we do each month on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Ken, as always, thanks, mate.
Have a good Monday.